Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guest joining us right now. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I got to tell you, Dustin called in earlier. This one even bigger, and I think this guy might be able to either calm down Lima or make him just go running out the door. The great Joe Thomas joins us on the show this morning. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you, Joe. We know that you're a very, very busy man. Anthony is sweating. Usually I'm sweating. Tony is sweating right now.
We thank Joe. Joe is busy running errands this morning. I know he's got a big AMA Reddit. Ask him anything. Are you doing that with Hawk later today?
Yep, that's right about noon on Reddit. That should be a lot of fun. Hope people ask me some crazy questions.
All right, very, very cool. I'm sure they will. We're going to ask you some crazy questions. The only way I'm going to be good with Baker Mayfield is if Joe Thomas comes on the air and says, I'm coming out of retirement to block for Baker Mayfield. Adam Schefter says that the Browns continue to keep the decision on their number one pick a secret, but there's mounting belief from head coaches and GMs around the league. Cleveland will take Baker Mayfield. When you hear that, Joe, what do you think?
Well, I think that they've definitely done their research. I think he's clearly become the guy that everybody in that building thinks can be this franchise quarterback that Browns fans and the Browns organization has been looking for such a long time. And actually, frankly, I got a chance to meet with him at the Super Bowl. He sat down with the Tomahawk Show and we talked to him. And I became much more comfortable with him as maybe the guy that Cleveland picks after talking with him. He's super competitive. He's actually a guy that makes a lot more plays from the pocket than the people that want to compare him to, like, the Johnny Manziel. So he's actually more of a traditional pocket passer with the ability to run a la, let's say, like Russell Wilson then versus a Johnny who's wanting to make most of his plays outside the pocket and struggled to try to go through his progressions within the pocket.
Whoa! I did not know that, Joe. So you are you're okay if they take Baker Mayfield from what we hear. That is some very good stuff. Joe Thomas joining us on the show. What do you think they need to do it for then? Would you be willing to, now you've been there for a lot of trade downs in the past, would you be willing to trade down if you were the Browns here at four? What would you do?
Yeah, so assuming they take Baker Mayfield at number one, the guy that I've been beating my chest about for several months is Bradley Chubb. I think you pair him with Myles Garrett, you put him on that defensive line, that makes that defense precipitously better immediately, and I think he's the guy they need to target. Now, he may not be there at four because I think there is a growing belief amongst the teams in the top five that he is deserving of one of those top couple picks. So I could see a team trading up to number two, number three to take him. But if the Browns don't decide to trade up from four and they stay at four, they should take Bradley Chubb if he's there. If he's not there, then I believe they need to trade down because there will be a quarterback needy team that will give them something of great value to be able to trade up to take one of those quarterbacks. And they'll be able to trade back then and then still get one of those guys maybe on defense that they really covet.
Joe Thomas joining us on the hotline. I know you've been talking to the Browns. You've talked to John Dorsey. Do you get any sense of what kind of avenue they might go in this draft? What you know, these trade down proposals, these godfather offers that could be there, you know, they come at the expense of maybe a guy like Bradley Chubb, who you just lauded and talked about how you've been beating your chest for months. Do you kind of get a sense of how he might act?
Not really. I think like any experienced front office, John Dorsey's done a great job keeping the cards close to the chest and not really giving up any information that he doesn't want people to have. So all the conversations we've had have not revolved around who they're going to take or what his thoughts are going to be in the draft. And, you know, I wouldn't ask him that anyway because I wouldn't want him to tell me.
Joe, final one from me. Any offensive lineman you might be interested in? Or are you interested in drafting an offensive lineman for this football team, I should say?
You know, there's going to be offensive linemen, I think, round two, round three, that are going to look really attractive. I don't think there's anybody for me at one or four that would pop that I would say that's a guy you'd want to take. We're really well covered at guard. Quentin Nelson is widely regarded as the top guard. So I don't think he's even on our draft board there. So maybe we'd be looking at tackle, but I don't see any tackles that are deserving of the top five, top 10 pick. But look for day two, second, third, fourth round. I guarantee the Browns are going to be picking up some offensive line help because that's just too important of a position that takes so much development. I think you have to draft those guys in the mid rounds every single year.
We got a ton of people listening online right now at 923thefan.com. Joe Thomas joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, reminding those because there's a lot of folks out east that are listening. You're going to be out in Boardman tonight, Susie's Dogs and Draft. Going to be a lot of fun there. You have your podcast that has your official predictions and everything, the Tomahawk podcast they can find on iTunes and everywhere else there. And obviously what's going on with Reddit here, Lima, that he's going to be doing a Q&A on Reddit. So, Joe, we know you're very, very busy. Thank you very, very much for the time, brother. All the best.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm excited for tonight.
Thank you. Joe Thomas joining us on the show.
Thought he was going to do a Super Bowl, Super Browns.
Oh, we should have had him do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.